Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The bodies of two construction workers who were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore when it collapsed early Tuesday have now been recovered. Four others are still missing and presumed dead. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says investigators are looking at the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge.
They've been analyzing sort of the cockpit voice and data recorder for this ship, similar to an airplane black box. That's already back in the lab in Washington. They're pouring through that. They're going to look at the bridge, the way the bridge was constructed. There are these things they call dolphins that are supposed to be like bumper bars that are under the water. Why didn't those slow down or stop this collision? Do those need to be rethought? Really, everything is on the table here, not only what went wrong on board that ship, but what perhaps needs to change in how bridges are designed or protected.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We have an amazing team of individuals who are focused on very specific areas of expertise. And so I have no doubt that we will be able to pull this together in hopefully 12 to 24 months.
Four people have been killed in a stabbing rampage in Rockford, Illinois. Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana says one person was stabbed during a home invasion, and someone who stopped to help her also got stabbed.
One of the Good Samaritans stopped to help her out. He did get some stab wounds. He's fine. He is being checked out.
Police are questioning a 22-year-old man. There's a growing debate about how long we should stay on the job.
It's a growing sentiment in the business world and among some Republican lawmakers. People are living longer, so they should work longer. That idea doesn't necessarily work, according to some.
Age discrimination, skill obsolescence, declining mental and physical ability prevents many older people who might really need to work being able to work.
Teresa Gellarducci is a social research economics professor at the New School in New York City. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Longtime Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died from complications of a fall. He was 82. He was a longtime Democrat who fell out of favor with his party and supported his longtime friend, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain, in the 2008 campaign for the presidency against Barack Obama.
I understood that I was doing something different as an independent Democrat supporting a Republican candidate.
The NBA's Washington Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals are staying in the nation's capital. The owner of the teams, Ted Leonsis, and Mayor Muriel Bowser announced the $515 million deal as officials in neighboring Alexandria, Virginia, said talks for a new arena there that could have moved the teams to the city had ended. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it. $1.2 trillion, because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots, but we lost our trust. not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure. What other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries ending here in the overnight. Lower teens by sunrise, mostly cloudy skies, a light southwest wind. On Thursday, sunshine, upper 30s, a little bit of rain Friday afternoon, otherwise a partly sunny sky with highs near the 50-degree mark. It's 24 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll be live in Richland Center to talk to a local group of Making a Difference on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Michael Tomasky. He's the editor of the New Republic, newrepublic.com. If you don't subscribe, you should. It's a great publication. And he wrote this piece yesterday. It's the Biden versus Trump economy, and hell no, it's not even close. That just, I thought this was just so brilliant. I want to really highlight it for all of you. Michael, welcome to the program. Tell us about you open your article by saying, I'm going to tell you something that I'm pretty sure you don't know. What is that?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember now. But
it was that for the first time, wage growth is consistently stronger in the middle and the bottom than at the top.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and that the guy goes on to say that wage growth, people's purchasing power now is greater than it was during the Trump presidency, and greater than it might have been even if the pandemic hadn't happened and you did these other hypothetical exercises. So in other words, people are in better shape than the media lets on. I mean, I'm not saying, and I point this out in the piece, Tom, you can't grab people by the lapels and say, but the economy is good. You know, you have to meet people where they are. But at some point, the numbers are the numbers, and the numbers have to tell us something, and the numbers are good. And and then I go through that opening vignette is from a recent study by three respected economists. And then I go through those numbers and some other numbers to compare the two. And, you know, I mean, I understand inflation. I feel inflation myself. I notice the difference when I go to the grocery store and a basket that used to cost 130 is now 190. I notice these things, and it's very real, and I don't want to say it's not real, but other aspects of the performance of the American economy under Joe Biden have been just great, and there's a lot for him to brag about.
Yeah, we're beating the economies. I mean, we're in many ways looking at unemployment numbers we haven't seen since the 1960s. We've got inflation around 3%, which frankly, I remember when the Fed's goal was 3%. I mean, now they're talking about 2%. Of course, we've got a Republican appointee as chairman of the Fed. That might have something to do with it. I think he's trying to produce a recession, but, you know, who knows? I could be wrong. You also note in your article, you said if you're waiting to see this reported in the mainstream media, that this being that the economy is actually doing so well that in ways that are arguably unprecedented, or at least unprecedented in the last few decades in modern American history, you say, I advise you to stop. It's not going to happen. Inflation, gas prices, et cetera. It seems to me that we have a media problem in the United States, and I think that the I'm trying to remember his name. The former Prime Minister of Australia wrote a piece. Kevin Rudd wrote an article for the Sydney Morning News about 5 years ago, and the headline was "Rupert Murdoch is the cancer at the heart of Australian democracy." That was the title. And he documented how Rupert Murdoch had corrupted, essentially, the conservative parties in Australia, and then moved to the United Kingdom, where he corrupted the conservative parties of the UK and, in fact, even, you know, led to Brexit. And then he moved to the United States and corrupted the Republican Party of the United States. And he's done it all, you know, in the process of doing this, of reflecting his own personal and relatively bigoted perspectives. He's turned himself into a multi-billionaire, you know. How does America, how does a country deal with a media vehicle, a major media vehicle, so embedded in the fabric of American media that, you know, large chunks of the American populace just don't understand reality, whether it has to do with COVID and masks or vaccines or, in this case, you know, the true nature of the economy? What do we do with this?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's very hard because the other piece of this, Tom, is that the mainstream media bears plenty of responsibility here, too. Okay, so you have what you pointed out, the Fox-led right-wing media, which, as you know, is not just Fox. It's Fox, it's Newsmax, it's One America, it's all these Sinclair radio stations and local television stations. It's Christian radio, which is very political and has vast reach across many parts of the country. And, you know, the Joe Biden could cure cancer, discover a new wonder drug and get the economy, you know, get the Dow up to 140,000. And none of these outlets would ever give him any credit for anything. You know, they'd never say it was good. If the economy was humming along, you know, at 8% GDP, they'd say it was all Trump. Biden had nothing to do with it. So there's that medium. But then the mainstream media is another problem, particularly with regard to economics, I think, because business reporting, economics reporting, as a rule in the mainstream media, tends to emphasize the negative and tends to say, well, okay, these unemployment numbers are good, but could it mean that there's a recession around the corner? And what's going to happen with interest rates? So they're always kind of emphasizing the negative, and they're not telling any kind of positive story about the economic numbers. The job growth under Joe Biden averages 289,000 a month. That's the most of any presidency on record. Wow. On record. You look at Trump's job numbers before the pandemic, and let's say that, I mean, that his response to the pandemic was his fault, for sure. The pandemic wasn't his fault, but his job growth record was, I forget the monthly number, but in his first 2 years of his presidency, it was 4.5 million. Okay, that's good. You know, that's a good solid number. The last 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, 5.2 million. So for the last three, and then of course Biden's first 2 years, 11 million. So of the last three presidents, Biden's first, Obama's second, Trump's third. I don't think anybody, if you polled people who read, forget Fox, the mainstream media, they'd never guess that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly worthy of a press release or something like something like that. A couple of weeks ago, I published a piece about at Hartman Report about how the Russians and the Saudis had just announced. I mean, I wrote it right after they made the announcement that they were cutting oil production. The Saudis were cutting it by a little less than a million barrels a day, and the Russians were cutting it by about 300,000 barrels a day. And, with the explicit intention of raising oil prices, we saw this just before the 2022 election. I mean, whenever there's a Democrat in office in the White House, you get these spikes in oil prices in the months leading up to the election. And the Saudis, and the other thing that I think most Americans don't know, is that in 2017, Trump's first year in office, the Saudis made a bid to buy the largest refinery in the United States. It's in Port Arthur, Texas. It processes 600,000 barrels of oil a day, and producing massive amounts of refined petroleum products. And were that refinery to simply go down for maintenance for a week or two, you'd see the price of gas go to $7 a gallon. And not to mention the fact that there's this huge production cut that they put into place a couple of weeks ago that they said they're expecting to see cause national or international oil prices to rise significantly over the next three or four months. So there's a very high probability we're going to have really high gas prices in November. And, you know, we remember the last time this happened, Republicans were putting those stickers with pictures of Joe Biden, and I did that, you know, on gas tanks, gas stations all over the country.
Yeah.
How, I've not heard a word about this in the media. And it seems to me like the at the very least, the Biden administration should be decrying and getting ahead of it and doing something about nationalizing that, you know, the largest refinery in America. What say you?
Yeah, that's a good point. They should be looking at that, and they should certainly be proactive on this front and be talking about it now before it happens, so they don't look completely reactive if and when it does happen.
Yeah,
you know, autocracies, authoritarians around the world, of course, they all normally they want the Republican to win over the Democrat. But they certainly want Donald Trump. I mean, there's no question about that. Yeah. Go from the new guy in Argentina to Netanyahu to Putin. Maybe Xi is of mixed minds because of the tariff stuff. That I could see.
Although Trump just rolled over, you know, on TikTok.
Yeah, pretty well true, he did. But, you know, generally speaking, the authoritarians, they want to see Trump win for one of two reasons or some combination thereof. One, he's like them. You know, mm-hmm. Join the club, man. Join the team. Number two, they know with Trump in the White House, there's going to be chaos in the United States.
Yeah.
And the United States is going to emerge a weaker place, a divided place, maybe not even any longer a democracy after 4 years. And that's what they want.
Right. Make the world safe for autocracy and oligarchy. I mean, this is just clearly and Viktor Orban as well. I would add to that list.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yep. Michael Tomasky, the editor of The New Republic, newrepublic.com. Check it out. And it's like I said, it's really worth subscribing. Also on Twitter, TOMASKY or at New Republic or X or whatever you want to call it. Michael, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom. Enjoy it.
My pleasure. Great talking with you. We'll be back 16 minutes past the hour. More of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Tap in. If anyone knows what's on tap, Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today.
We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today.
Online, 93.5.fm.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. And that's why we love feeding Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty to our dogs, and you should, too. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the first five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. So a couple of other things in the news I wanted to share with you, and then I'll be picking up your calls here. It's the Biden, that was Michael Tomasky, Biden versus Trump economy. Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election. I thought this was absolutely fascinating. It's an in-depth investigative report by Rolling Stone magazine. For years, Donald Trump has made it abundantly clear that if he doesn't win, Aswin Susbang and Adam Ronsley writing for Rolling Stone. For years, Trump has made it abundantly clear that if he doesn't win the 2024 presidential election, he's willing to cheat and steal it. Biden and his inner circle have been drawing up meticulous plans and creating a large legal network focused on wargaming a close election finish in which the president and Republican Party launch a scorched earth, big lie fueled crusade. And I guarantee you, it's going to happen. Trump was ready to do this in 2016. He thought he was going to lose to Hillary Clinton. He didn't even have an acceptance speech written. You know, he was as surprised as anybody else that he became president, you know, thanks to Mr. Putin's efforts and Mr. James Comey's efforts. So, and the New York Times' efforts going along with James Comey. So when, but they had, in 2016, they had registered this website, Stop the Steal. And, I mean, they were ready. Roger Stone was in charge of this operation. They, you know, because he was the guy who ran the operation back in Florida, was participating in the operation in Florida back in 2000, which was also called Stop the Steal. And, you know, they were just going to repeat it. Well, I guarantee you it's going to happen again. And it happened in 2020. And now you've got half the Republican Party has gone insane as a result of it. And the RNC is one of their hiring questions is, do you believe the 2020 election was stolen? I mean, this is how weird it's gotten, right? So according to Rolling Stone, the preparations include planning for a contingency in which Biden's margin of victory is so razor thin that Trump and the GOP launch a tidal wave of legal challenges and political maneuvers to rerun his 2020 election strategy, declare victory anyway, and try to will it into existence. After the 2020 race was called for Biden, Trump, and much of the GOP embarked on a sprawling campaign. Well, we all know that. We all remember that. So I think this is fascinating. They've got this closely held list of nightmare scenarios that they think the Trump administration may be pulling out of the bag. In fact, they noted that the list has grown comically long. They have draft pleadings and legal motions for all kinds of possible Trump-related emergencies. They're already written. In critical swing states such as Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, Team Biden is regularly in contact with outside counsels and outside law firms. One swing state Democratic election official involved in these efforts refers to it as a superstructure of various legal teams and legal operatives. This is a good thing. And the National Party is setting aside tens of millions of dollars in a robust voter protection effort. Because we know that the other thing that's going on, you know, coming into this election, is that they're trying to suppress the vote all across the United States. Right as we speak, Republican secretaries of state in red states that have blue cities, and most of them have large blue cities, are actively purging Democratic voters from the rolls in those blue cities. This has been going on since the Nixon administration, but in the more recent iteration, it started in a really big way in Ohio with I believe it was Governor Mike DeWine. It might have been a previous governor, but they were sending postcards into black neighborhoods in Cleveland and Cincinnati, cities that have large black populations. And the postcard said, if you want to remain on the voting rolls, please check this box and mail a postcard back. But the postcard looked like a piece of junk mail. And so nobody sent it back. And as a result, they were purging all these people. Well, they got sued. It went to the Supreme Court. And by a 5-4 all Republican majority on the Supreme Court, they ruled that Ohio could keep on doing that. And now every state in the union is doing that, or every Republican controlled state is doing that, or some variation of it. So this is a real dogfight we've got coming. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Up next, amazing news out of Alabama, and I'll be picking up your calls. So stay with us. 202-808-9925. I'll be right back with you.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping into the station talking about your hometown.
You're on 93.5 Wisconsin.
Make sure and tell your friends.
The Tap.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
CBS News Brief. Investigators have recovered the Voyage data recorder from the cargo ship that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse. The NTSB's Marcel Muse.
Around 1:27 and 25 seconds, the pilot issued a radio call over the VHF radio, reporting that the dolly had lost all power and was approaching the bridge.
Two bodies have now been recovered. Four people are still missing. Police in Rockford, Illinois, are questioning a 22-year-old man after four people were stabbed and killed. Mayor Tom McNamara.
I will say in true Rockford fashion, other community partners are stepping up and want to help the families that have been most impacted by this violence and this loss of life.
A Wall Street CEO says Americans should work longer. Economics professor Teresa Gallarducci disagrees.
Retirement is actually really good for people. That retirement allows for self-care and for voluntary social engagement.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is in Wisconsin to talk up the Biden administration's clean energy policies. Stops in Milwaukee and Madison are part of a three-state swing that includes Michigan and Ohio. The margin between President Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be so narrow in November that an independent or third-party candidate could play spoiler in Wisconsin. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote, and so in a very close election,
could turn
a position to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries ending here in the overnight. Lower teens by sunrise, mostly cloudy skies, a light southwest wind. On Thursday, sunshine, upper 30s. A little bit of rain Friday afternoon, otherwise a partly sunny sky with highs near the 50-degree mark. It's 24 at our studios.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
All of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. If you were listening to the program yesterday, you may recall I was talking about Maryland Lands. Maryland Lands ran a seat in the Alabama House of Representatives. This is a local congressional, you know, the House of Representatives for the state of Alabama, a local seat. And in 2020, she ran against a fellow by the name of David Cole, a Republican. And he beat her by 7 points, 52-45. This is, you know, a county, a district where Donald Trump beat Joe Biden by 49-48, by 1 point. What's interesting is that David Lands then had to resign because it turned out he didn't live in the district and he'd lied about that. So he's out. But it was a new Republican that she was running against, and a fairly clean one. And so it was, you know, kind of a brand new race. And the question was, I mean, this is Alabama, right? This is bright red Alabama. What's going to happen? If she wins, and she's running, by the way, she was running on abortion. She was running on women's reproductive health. And she was running against a fellow by the name of Powell, who is a member of the city council in Madison, in Alabama. And he was focusing on infrastructure and on reproductive rights. He said, well, it's certainly an issue that needs to be dealt with, but it's not our top issue. I don't think this is the issue that wins or loses the race. He wouldn't talk about it, basically. Well, the election was yesterday, and she won in a landslide. I mean, an absolute screaming, flaming landslide. If you're worried about November, listen to these numbers. Keep in mind, she lost. The last time she ran against a Republican, she lost 52-45. He had 52% of the vote. She only had 45% of the vote. This time, she got 62% of the vote, and the Republican only got 37% of the vote. That is mind-boggling. In Alabama? Wow. I'm feeling better every day. I realize where it's going to be a hell of a fight. There's going to be all kinds of crap that's going to be thrown at Democrats in general, at Joe Biden specifically, and the big deep pockets have yet to weigh in. The right-wing billionaires are just starting to do their fundraising. This $800,000 a plate dinner that Donald Trump is holding in New York this weekend, I believe it is, or maybe early next week, exclusively for billionaires. They're ramping up. The election, the real race, doesn't start until this fall. It starts after what is it, Labor Day, Memorial Day? Labor Day, thank you. I just can't keep track of holidays. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls. Richard in Newark, Delaware. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today? What's up?
Hi, Townsend, Delaware. This is, I called back a long time ago to talk about the Freedom Act. But anyway, I'm talking about voting, and I'm a big fan of your show, and I think your rants are on point, and especially saying that we have one party in the system that you point out that basically got too greedy, and they just care about the rich and the wealthy, and here the working class keeps America running, and I'm running into people who they say they vote, but they don't know why they vote, the reason why, and you have a lot of great points, and I wish that... You were on more stations, so, and I'm going to try to get more people to listen to your show, and I probably need to call you Professor Tom, but...
Well, thank you, Richard, but there's no need to butter me up. That's not what you called about, is it? You called about voter registration.
The vote, to get people, I know the people who listen to your program, watch it, they vote, but it's to get people voting. Like, I know you just said about, you know, we feel about, you know, with Trump being in office, like, me and you not taking that for granted, but... I still feel people are still this, I don't care, because I run into some of those people, I don't know about voting, but I'm just saying that the points that you have, I'm glad that you're saying, I just butter you up, but I'm just trying to get, like, make sure people who are listening to make sure that, you know, hopefully they can vote more.
Yeah.
And also on that point, teaching politics in our schools, there's another word for it, I'm sorry.
Civics is what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes, civics, yes. I never got taught civics in the school in Philadelphia when I was schooled. And that's a big important thing that I think I know you have congressmen and women, people on the show that I hope that we can get going, because it is a big problem that we have here in America. People don't know why the local and state and federal government, how government works.
Right, and that was, and that's because Reagan cut the federal support to education, to primary school education, by 20%. Included in that cut, gutting civics programs in schools all across the United States. You know, they're slowly coming back, but mostly in you know, more affluent communities. So it's a real crisis, Richard. Your point is well taken, Richard. I have to move along, but thank you for the call and thanks for your kind words. Tom in Los Angeles. Hey, Tom. Thanks for listening to WRRD. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I actually am listening to you on YouTube.
Okay, well, that's good too.
First off, we the people ultimately are the government, mm-hmm. and we must never forget that. You know how I feel about messaging and how important messaging is. That I think we need to change the past occupant's name in the White House to Donald Grifter. And every place that you see around the country that has his last name that he has right now, just make that Grifter instead.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I want to say, I wanted to know what you thought about that. But second just because a woman, and I want to say this to all the people out there that are Catholics and all the people out there that may be in favor of a government's right to choose, just because a woman has the right to choose, it doesn't mean she's going to choose to have an abortion.
Exactly. Or that you have to, for that matter. I mean, if you don't like abortion, don't have one. I mean, that is just the simplest bumper sticker out there.
Correct. And Tom, just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean that, you know, if you're against, you know, terminations of pregnancies, then go and maybe help change her mind if you want to do that. But stop with the government's Bigfoot coming in and telling a woman what to do with her body, because the next thing they're going to do is it's going to turn right into the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Please, women out there, I know you're already engaged, but just think about that. Just think about that, the people that are – I'm a person that's pro-life because I don't believe in war. I don't believe in capital punishment. I don't believe in killing animals. I don't believe all the way across the board I am pro-life, okay? And I would like to take that moniker back of being pro-life.
Yeah.
Because they've made it a dichotomy of pro-life versus, we know what the opposite is, it's pro-death.
Well, before 1975, the pro-life movement in the United States was the anti-capital punishment movement. And the anti-abortion people hijacked that name. They literally stole the name of an entire movement.
And the Catholics did, because I'm telling you, when I was a young kid and going to Catholic school, I wore that 6-week fetus thing on my coat, and
Holy cow. I was
put into all that dogma.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that she chooses to terminate a pregnancy. Please let women be smart enough to choose, and don't let big government tell a woman what to do with her body any which way.
There you go. Well said, Tom. Thank you very much. Daniel in Bakersfield, California. Hey, Daniel, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to be aware that they're trying to oust our governor again in California.
Governor Newsom? Really?
Yep. They're
trying to soften him up because they think he's the guy who's going to become president in 2028.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, they're trying to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot again.
Mm.
You know, where's the democracy, man? The people voted for this man twice.
Yep.
You know, we keep voting him in because he's doing a great job. And but what I'd like to point out is, where's this money coming from to start these Newsom campaigns? Where's the money? I know here in Bakersfield, we have a lot of oil. And Chevron Oil probably went back and forth, and they just settled. They got to pay millions for just spewing that oil out of the ground and just letting it go down the, you know, down into the
huge oil spills. I saw the article about that yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's the oil companies that are putting the money up to do this. I don't know, but I'd like to see. You know, I would like to let the people be aware of who's funding this. Who's spearheading these campaigns?
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, Daniel, but opensecrets.org may have some clues. I mean, you might want to check it out, although I think they mostly keep track of candidates, you know, candidates and politicians. I'm not surprised, you know, that they're trying to take down Gavin Newsom. He's really the next generation's John Kennedy, I think. Daniel, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment.
From Lakewood to State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping into the station talking about your hometown. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty in all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeats Heart Chews, and that's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied, and they're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by just going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S dot com. TomLovesBeets.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Ann in Westchester, New York. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. I've been wanting to speak with you since the State of the Union. I thought Joe Biden did a great job. And like all of your listeners, I think, you know, he's done way better than we've expected. But I wish, as they're doing messaging, I would love to see more of, here's what we accomplished, list all the things. And if we had had the House and Senate, here's what we left on the table. I want to see more of let's get the job done. And that'll pull in all the people down ballot. I mean, I'm in New York. There are people that might not get out to vote for the presidency because they think, oh, he's going to win anyway. But look what happened in New York. I will be knocking on doors and writing postcards and all of that. But I just want to see much more messaging and keep hammering away about Supreme Court, Supreme Court, Supreme Court. God help us if Trump gets in and puts another person.
Well, if Trump gets in, Alito and Thomas are going to retire, and they will be replaced by 30-year-old versions of Alito and Thomas. God forbid.
But I just think, you know, also, what are some of the policies that this Supreme Court has been, I want to say enacting, that's the wrong word.
But, whatever.
You know, because they've been bought off by, you know, especially Clarence Thomas.
Yep.
What have they, you know, what are the things that have happened?
Yeah, and the starting point, I think.
How can we,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, but how can we overturn Citizen versus United, expanding the court? I mean, these are the things that are most important, but I really think we have to concentrate on let's get the job done, but give me a Congress and Senate that will, you know, that'll just sweep everything in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, that was Franklin Roosevelt's pitch. That was Harry Truman's pitch. Lyndon Johnson had a pitch similar to that. Good points, Ann. Thank you very much. Excellent points. Joan in Seattle. Hey, Joan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to get your take on a couple of comments I heard recently on TV that left me saying, wait, what? So the first was when Rachel Maddow, I think it was on Monday, referred to Trump as the likely winner of the upcoming election.
So
and
what?
It was just kind of a throwaway. Yeah. I mean, I swear that's what I heard her say.
Well, that's what the polls were showing at that time, you know, just a week ago. Maybe that's what she was referring to. I don't know. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear that, so I can't speak to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the context of a larger point that she was making about Ronnie McDaniel and so forth. But, yeah, she said Donald Trump, the likely winner of the upcoming election. And then the other comment, going back a little bit in time, on I think it was on CNN, during the Iowa caucus, the commentator said, well, there were 100,000 newly registered Republicans leading up to this primary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of, I think, you know, I don't know what percentage, how that compares with newly registered Democrats.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if anyone's sort of keeping track of if there's any kind of a groundswell of newly registered Republicans who might not even be in the polls that they're measuring, yeah. you know, so...
I don't know the answer to that question, but it would be interesting to get Jamie Harrison, the chair of the DNC, back on the program and ask him some of these questions. I'd love to hear what he's got up his sleeve for strategy and things like that. So Sean's making a note of it right now. So, Joan, thank you for the call, and thanks. Thought-provoking. Thank you very much. Russell in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hey, Russell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, I look at it this way. The basis for all the insanity that the Republicans are doing now is Trump's idea that the election was stolen, that there was voting irregularities and all that. I mean, you know, it's kind of what started all this. And we all know that there weren't any problems. So what I see should happen is the Democrats should put together a bill that says, well, because of everybody's concern, and we don't think there's a problem, we're going to look into it, and we're going to go through everything we possibly can, and we want it to be a bipartisan.
It's already been done.
You know,
it's been done. It's been done in 60 different court cases.
Sure, but I mean, as kind of almost a public relations thing, you know, like put a, you know, a snappy.
I think the minute that the Democrats say we're going to look into it, what you've done is you've given credibility to the claim that there's even smoke, much less fire. I understand your argument, but you're not going to convince them with logic. You're not. I mean, these are people who still won't wear masks if they think that somebody might have COVID in the room. I mean, these are people who won't get a vaccine, for God's sake.
Get Marjorie Taylor Greene in on it, you know? I mean, get somebody. And then what I'm thinking is that her insanity and her craziness will show. And it's like we're trying as much as we can to make this all so that nobody has a thought that there's a problem.
Yeah, no.
And then
I understand your argument, Russell. And you know, it may be a great idea. I'm a little skeptical, but you know, thanks for sharing it. It's a good one. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind? Bobby Kennedy.
Hi, Tom. Yes. So you know, years back, he used to be on public radio, and he's strong.
He used to be on my show all the time.
Yeah, I thought that was great. And then all of a sudden, you know, he joined the anti-vaxxers. And so my question is, should he make it to the general election, do you think he would steal as much votes from Trump as he would from Biden?
The polls right now are showing about 70% Biden, 30% Trump in terms of vote loss to Bobby Kennedy.
Okay.
And which is why Donald Trump this morning on Truth Social said that he was very, very happy to welcome Bobby Kennedy to the race.
And what about this nobody that he chose for a running mate?
Well, I think this was very much like Mr. Brown, Ed Brown, I think his name was, in 1980, who was the top of the ticket on the Libertarian Party, and he needed money to run his campaign. And so he picked up David Koch, the billionaire, as his running mate, running for vice president. I think we're seeing something very similar to that right now.
Well, they say he funded the Super Bowl. She funded the Super Bowl commercial for $4 million.
Okay. John, I got to run. I'm sorry. We're in the break here. 57 minutes past the hour. We've got to pot up the tune tracker. It's off to your right. And get us into this break. There we go.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin spotlight on another local leader trying to make a big difference by running for state legislature.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former true. Lover.
I got it a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.